This is the Digital Savage Experience Podcast, hosted by Roman Prokopchuk, bringing you all things digital marketing, tech, business, and motivation. What's stopping you from becoming relentless in all aspects of life? Are you ready to become a digital savage? Let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, this is Roman Prokopchuk, and this is the Digital Savage Experience Podcast. Today I have with me Katya Rusanen. She's the number one best-selling author, transformational story coach, and spiritual mentor with a master's degree in spiritual psychology and spiritual science. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So tell me a little bit about your journey. How did you get to where you are today?
I feel like my journey started when I was 16 years old. I was living in a small village in Finland, so that's where this accent comes from. And I fell in love. And as you might remember, your first love, it's the moment when birds start singing their sweet melodies and the sun is shining brighter and everything is just so wonderful. But unfortunately, my love story did not end with a happily ever after. It ended when I heard the news that my boyfriend had died by suicide. And that message really stopped me, and the grief that I felt was overwhelming. And the question why was like an open wound that would not stop bleeding in my mind. I was just going through every single word and every single situation that I could remember, looking for signs and looking for explanation, but I just could not find any. And then I started to feel that I should have seen it coming. I'm very intuitive. So I was like, how could I not see it? And maybe if I would have been more attentive, more attractive, more everything, he would have chose to stay. So it was my fault. And that spiraled me into a very, very dark place. So much so that I was very close to take my own life because I just could not see tomorrow. But luckily, there was a spark of light coming into my dark mind on the 11th hour. And that made me choose life. That helped me to turn things around. And I was like, okay, even though I'm feeling that I want to give up and I just want to end this misery, I don't want to do this to my parents. I don't want to pass on this grief and pain that I feel because they most likely would feel the same or even worse. And luckily, there were some spiritual teachers then when the student is ready, the teachers appear, that I started getting these glimpses of light, glimpses of hope when I started my healing journey. And it was really a choice. And throughout this journey then, I started to see that life didn't happen to me, it happened for me. And I started to see the lessons. And this is like way later, like 15 years later, I started to see the lessons that I had learned. And that made me want to talk about this experience and also share what I had learned so that maybe my story could help somebody else who is going through tough times in their lives and seeing that it is possible to find joy of living again, find love again, and just finding the purpose and meaning in life. So that's basically what got me into doing the work that I do today, helping coaches and healers transform their challenging situations and then transforming also the inner stories that we tell ourselves after we go through challenging moments. My story was, I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. And I was able to then transform that. And that's the work that I want to do now in the world, helping others so that they can then share their gifts in the world.
Yeah, it's tough dealing with, loss and grief, especially, suicide of a loved one, especially at such a young age, because at mm-hmm. a certain time in life, you will experience certain hardships, especially, death. It may not be obviously a suicide of a loved one, but, loved ones passing away. And I feel like, experiencing that early is, very shocking and kind of like hard to come out of, even for an adult, the grieving process could, often be tough, and you can kind of get stuck in it and you start blaming yourself, regardless if it's your, fault or not, because as humans, a lot of the time we add kind of stuff to our shoulders that mm-hmm. we're not necessarily meant to carry or blame ourselves for, other people's actions or what's going on to other people. So I think it's important to, be aware of the process. And I mean, I've experienced loss in my 30s, more mainly in terms of loved ones. And now it's still hard. But like from mm-hmm. my grandfather, my grandmother passed away in the last 3 years. But the way I handled my grandfather's passing and my grandmother's were different. You know what I mean? Because I had, I wouldn't say it's a baseline because the way they passed was different. But I was able to, I guess, cope in it with it a lot more sanely. It didn't disrupt mm-hmm. parts of my life, because I feel like when my grandfather passed, it really kind of like, affected other parts of my life where I didn't want to like chase my ambitions or my goals, or I kind of like shut down. So I feel like, that's important for everyone because it can impact anyone's life.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because it's every situation is different, and also we all have a different ways to grieve. And then it's what I did, and what you mentioned as well, like shutting things down, I did that, and that didn't really serve me. So now I'm a real advocate for getting support. Yes, I was that 16-year-old, that age, and wanted to just shut the door and leave me alone because I was so in pain. But there was also this part of me that really would have loved to have support, but I did not allow people to support me. And that has been a learning lesson, another one in my life, to allow people to support me, allowing them in, because we are not meant to do this journey on our own. And there is support and help available when we also allow that to happen, them to come to us.
Yeah, I agree. I think you have to reach kind of that point where you allow others in and them to kind of support you and be there for you in that sense. I mean, humans are social creatures and kind of thrive on being around others and having interactions with others. Obviously, showing the last few years where everybody was kind of in their home and, leading to different things like mental health issues. And I mean, I don't have the data, but probably a higher rate of suicide actually based on what people were already experiencing. So, that leaning on people and not being afraid of basically opening up, I think lets you per se heal faster. I mean, at least in my opinion, because
totally. I believe as well, like finding a way to share. And for me, I started my sharing through writing.
Yeah, that's kind of a hurdle also. I'm originally from Ukraine, from Eastern Europe. So people from Eastern Europe are usually more stoic or kind of control, I guess, their emotions in a way and don't necessarily make it evident how they're feeling. I mean, oftentimes I'm in like a social setting or my wife, she's from the U.S., will say, like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm, like, having fun. And
it's I am like, no, a good not, time.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't show.
Yeah, you're not necessarily smiling or whatever. And I think that's, I guess, another hurdle to overcome, like, depending on your circumstance or where you come from, you may have, like, an added layer or barrier that you have to get through to really kind of heal or express yourself or, get to a point where you can actually share something that that has happened to you. And, you know, I think, you know, having a podcast and being able to talk to people about their experiences, obviously where they're coming from, things they've overcome and similarities in that helped as well.
Yes. And it is, that's something, message I want to often share, that it is possible to overcome these challenging life experiences, and it is possible to find that joy of living again. And yeah, your past does not need to equal your future.
Yeah, and I think, you know, getting to a point where you start, I guess, quote unquote, living again, helps you kind of honor that person you lost. Because I feel like in my situation, my grandparents were proud of me, you know, what I've become, so on and so forth. My wife and I also are foster parents. We fostered 29 kids in 4 years. So stuff like that, I mean, I had to be there for the kids and, you know, keep my, I guess, situation or grieving kind of, I guess, under check. But, you know, thinking about those people in a way that, you know, you move on and you're productive and you kind of thrive and you can express yourself or you're chasing, you know, your goals or whatever else in life, kind of honors them in that sense as well, because you're not stopping or giving up on your life. You know, at times when that traumatic event happens, death, through, you know, whatever situation, you know, suicide, you know, illness, you think it's like the end of the world, and it's, you know, you have two options. Do you stop living at that point, or do you learn how to kind of deal with it and kind of cope and then move forward? Because I mean, anyone that's lost someone, that pain doesn't go away. You just learn how to live with it, basically.
And it transforms. It is, again, like I agree on that. Like, first it's surviving. Like, it was really like, how can I cope? How can I just get through this day? And then it's the living, and then it's kind of comes to thriving. Like, again, like finding that energy and the will to live, and then you're just starting to go for your dreams. So if anyone is now listening, just wanting to let them know that it's possible, even though it might always not always feel like it is.
Now, I don't know, obviously, like the rate of, like, I feel like the U.S. there's high levels of suicide, you know, regardless of what the situation is, mental illness or just something situational. And I feel like over time that number has grown. You feel like there's a reason for that, or is it just culturally or not enough identification of, you know, people going through or having like a mental illness or something like that? Have you found that? I mean, globally, I don't know the numbers, but in the US it seems like year over year you hear about more people kind of taking their lives as well.
It is. I feel there might be a lot of pressure. And then also there is the pressure that you should be happy, things should be fine. And it is challenging sometimes to open up, to share that I actually don't want to live, because there is the judgment. There is the also our own judgment, like I should be happy, but I'm not. And it is, again, like finding a ways to share and communicate about this, because first thing, it's that you are not alone. And our mind often might make to us to feel that we are on our own, nobody else can understand. And yes, your situation is unique to you, but then allowing also others to support you on those moments, and there is plenty of support available. But I think there is so many reasons why so many people are suffering still. And I think one of the things is to being able to communicate when we are not okay, and having places where we can do that without having the fear of being judged or whatever those fears might be. But being able to have this kind of conversations about sometimes very challenging topics too.
Yeah, and you know, anyone can be going through anything. So a lot of the time, you know, somebody commits suicide, and people like often say, you know, it seemed like they were successful, they had everything like that you kind of quintessentially would want out of life, you know, a good career or a business and, you know, family, so on and so forth. But like you said, you don't know what somebody's going through, and kind of facilitating that and making it, I guess, safe to discuss before, you know, some kind of action is taken, and not like putting the person down. Like, you know, somebody can come and express a genuine concern about what they're feeling, or if they're depressed or some kind of other, you know, condition that they're feeling, and, you know, being, I guess, accepting and a safe place to let them speak about it. Because, you know, oftentimes a reaction is like, you know, you're just down, you know, your life is great, but that doesn't really address, you know, the underlying issue, and, you know, mm-hmm. doesn't really offer help as well.
Yeah. And it's easy to, because I did this for years when I had suicidal thoughts, and I was actually had attempt, I put a smiley mask on. So a lot of people had no idea, because I was really good holding that mask. And but inside of me, I was suffering. And it does take courage then to show that side, the vulnerable side, that, hey, actually, I am not okay. And having that conversation. But I do hope that people, if anybody is listening and having really challenging times, knowing that there is plenty of support places available, even doing a Google search and finding some numbers where you can call 24/7. So just knowing that you are not alone.
Yeah, and I think it's just being open and being there for people. I think one time I was on LinkedIn, and somebody put like they lost their jobs. They don't know what they're gonna do. You know, they want to like kill themselves. I didn't even know the person. I was like, you know, if you need to talk about it, or if I can help you in any way, you know, send over your resume. It's not the end of the world. You know, like if you wake up tomorrow and you still have breath, you know, in your lungs, you can change the trajectory of your life. But obviously, if you take that action, you can't know what like you're capable of, or you know how you can come back from this. And at the end of the day, your job doesn't define you. You know, you may have not been let go because of your performance or how smart you are, intelligent you are. It's just simply a business decision. And especially like in today's climate, there's been a lot of companies laying a lot of people off. I know Facebook, I believe, like 10,000 employees, and other companies now, and you know, uncertainty in the economic climate. So I feel like that there's going to be like an added layer of people feeling like this, and you know, in the months ahead.
Yeah, and it is like the thing here is though the divine unknowing, like we don't know what tomorrow brings. And it is like finding that little glimpse of light, little glimpse of hope. And if you ever feel like I should call that person, do it. Or reaching out even a stranger on the street and say hello, or give them a smile. Because we don't really know what others are going through. But like following that intuition, if we have a feeling I should reach out to somebody, do it. And just also, if you are going through tough times, like finding something that uplifts your spirit, even when those moments when we feel it's the end of the world, but doing something for you, whether it's listening to music that is uplifting, reaching out to a friend, going for a walk, watching funny dog or cat videos on TikTok, whatever that would be, but just doing something that just gives you a little spark.
Yeah, and I think it's like taking the time to be grateful for your situation and having gratitude to really kind of reevaluate your situation, because, you know, a lot of people in the world have it a lot worse than, you know, potentially what your situation is. You know, a lot of the time in the U.S., people kind of kind of dwell on things like, you know, are pissed for the whole day. Like, you know, somebody in Starbucks messed up my coffee. Or like, you know, that's a first world problem. Like, really sit down and see what people, you know, people are dying in the world of lack of clean water and situations like that. Like, if you can wake up and list a few things, this has been kind of a common theme in the last few interviews I did, list a few things in the morning what you're grateful for and not repeat them day after day, you'd be surprised in terms of like how fulfilled or how fulfilling your life actually is, but you don't necessarily kind of think about it. You kind of second guess it.
That is a good exercise to do that list, because yes, there are many things we can be grateful for, even having this moment. We are here now and we have this opportunity.
So what's one piece of advice you can leave with the audience, personal or professional?
I'd love to leave them with this, like, that your past does not need to equal your future. Like, whatever you have gone through, whatever the challenge might be even at this moment happening, it doesn't need to mean that tomorrow will be the same. So one of the things I help my clients with is just exploring the inner stories, because when things happen, we give them meaning and purpose. And then that meaning and purpose start defining us, defining what we believe we are capable of. We are building this inner story, and often, not always, but often they are limiting us. So it is good to take a look. What am I really telling myself in my mind at the moment? What is the things that I'm feeling right now? Because sometimes we don't want to feel our feelings. That was me. I disconnected. But just tuning in and seeing, what am I feeling right now? And feelings are like waves in the ocean. So they come and go, even though they might feel like they're going to stay there forever and they are so huge. But just allowing yourself to tap into those feelings and just sitting for, even if it's 3 minutes, 2 minutes, even 1 minute, sit with those feelings and see what happens. And then it's also like checking, what can I do in this physical level? What action can I take that would support me? And what action maybe I haven't done or have done in the past? And then seeing, what do I want to do in the future? So it is like a triangle, like mental, emotional, and physical, and they are all connected. So just checking, what's happening now and what can you do in the future that you might get something different as a result? So just wanted to leave people with that tip, because they can then start exploring, because I believe awareness is the key. So transforming any situation, when you gain awareness, it's easier to see your next step.
Yeah, I mean, I often talk about self-awareness and kind of having emotional empathy and how you handled situations 10, 15 years ago and how you handle them differently now through all the experiences you've had in that time frame. So, you know, dealing with people, dealing with, you know, emotions where people are coming from, loss, grief, and taking that. And like you said, taking a step back, you know, oftentimes it's hard to find a time without chaos, and, you know, especially people's busy lives nowadays, but taking a few minutes to yourself and really reflecting, I think does a lot of good.
It does. So check it out, test it out.
So I really appreciate you stopping by today. Can you let the audience know how they can find you or anything else you have going on?
Sure thing. So you can find me on my website, katjarusanen.com, and I'm sure you're going to put it on the show notes, because it is a name from Finland. So, and then you can find me also on the Facebook under my name, and I have a YouTube channel as well. And I have all those links in the below. And what I would love to give as a gift, if it's okay, I have a guide that shares 3 inner stories that people have, and then especially if you're a coach or a healer, and how you can overcome them. So it is a guidebook. And if that is something you feel that maybe I'm carrying some story, maybe something is holding me back, check it out, because these stories can be really sneaky. And then once you gain awareness, there is a way to transform them. And I want to give you the first step so you can get my 5-step method there to start transforming these inner stories so they don't hold you back.
Awesome. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Nova Zora Digital. Find out how Nova Zora Digital can help your company grow online. Learn more at NovaZoraDigital.com. Until next time, all you digital savages.